Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Real, Raw, Relevant podcast, dedicated to helping you live a more authentic life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're going to talk about something very powerful. Let's get into it and take a deep dive on today's podcast. We're going to discuss redefining failure for growth. Failure is often seen as an unwanted end by, you know, our mistakes and different things that we faced. Instead of seeing failure as the opposite of success, consider it as a part of the journey towards success. I look at it as you cannot have success without failure. Someone or some point in your life, you've actually had to experience a form of failure when you tried something new or tried something that you're good at. Each failure is a building block that provides unique insight on a new direction. So you have to think about failure. When we reframe that thought process and use it as a form of feedback, as constructive criticism, it's a way to reveal our blind spots, to test our limits, and to teach us, most importantly, resilience. It's about just being grounded and working on our skills and building character and discover what that looks like so that we can move closer and just perfecting our craft and gradually getting better. So rather than an end point, failure is something where you're continuously learning from that. You're adapting and you should be evolving towards your ultimate goal, because we do have many little failures on our road path to success. So our views recognize, like, you know, how we're going to make progress from there, our so-called failures. So you have to cultivate and embrace this mindset, and that allows us to see failure not as the final verdict, but as a necessary constructive part of the process of growth. Because in this light, failure becomes not only tolerable, but beneficial as an essential teacher in the journey towards accomplishing whatever it is that you've put your heart into accomplishing. So changing your mindset after experiencing failure can be very transformative, and it often takes time. It takes reflection and it takes self-compassion. So I want to give you some gems to impact how you can shift this perspective. And you want to reflect and reframe. We talked about this in a previous episode. So you want to analyze what actually went wrong and, you know, how you can work on things that you can control and how you can eliminate doing things a little bit different. Distinguish the different objectives from the lesson and look at your emotions, how you're looking at failure. So this is where we separate facts from feelings. A lot of times, a lot of people do this. You're not alone. People are really in their feelings and they're not being logical and they're not reflecting on the facts, the logic of it. So you want to focus on being more logical over your feelings. So I look at it as facts over feelings. That's a little gem there. So reframing failure, just look at that. Like I said, don't look at it as the final judgment. Look at it as valuable information that can help you improve. It's like great intel on yourself. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this failure? What can I learn from this mistake? What can I do differently from what I just did that led me to this result, that led me to this path? So that's critical. Being more logical, being more reflective and analyzing what went wrong. I call that facts over feelings, because a lot of times when we're upset and then things don't go our way and we fail at something, of course, our natural reaction is to be like pissed, be very upset. But you have to be more logical and you have to have more control over your emotions and how you're weighing and looking at failure. So you want to, the key is look at things more from a logical standpoint. Like, you should be 80% logical, 20% feelings, the 80-20 rule. And it's hard, it's difficult to, you know, get there, but that's something that you want to work on, being less emotional, less reactive, and think about, how can I unpack this? how can I do better? How can I grow from this? And it's mental. It's all mental. And you want to challenge your negative self-talk when it comes to self-talk, because we are our own worst critic. Often failure that triggers our harsh self-talk. And when you're being overly critical of yourself, you're not balanced with that. So you want to just hone in and focus on your negative self-talk. Focus on how you can evolve and increase and elevate from any form of failure. So therefore, when you do face future failure, you'll look at it through different lens and different perspectives, because it's all about not like eliminating failure, because failure is a part of the process and it's a part of the journey. So you want to look at how you're embracing that and how you approach that in the future. It's like a universal experience for everyone. Anyone that's achieved something great, they experience a form of failure. So it's not that we failed, it's that we failed to prepare ourselves. We failed to learn from what we experience. So keep in mind that you want to be constructive and just work on areas of how you can improve yourself and build that resilience and take action. And if you've been dealing with something and you feel that you're not where you need to be and you're not bouncing back and you're not pivoting from your failure, there are resources. Get a counselor, get a mentor. My book, There's a Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt, that's available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Get your copy. There's so many tools. There's so many resources. Like, the only way you're not succeeding and bouncing back from failure is if you're repeating the same results over and over and over. So take a step back. Think about what has happened to you, what challenge you face, and are you repeating this failure over and over? Is that showing up consistently in your life? If so, you have to look internally and look at the same pattern that's happening. Are you attacking that the same way, or are you approaching it with different tools? And what are those tools that you're using? Perhaps your tools or your methods could be not the best. Maybe they're outdated. Maybe you need to attack it with a different playbook, a different manual. Like, there's so many ways to tackle your issues. But if this issue, if that problem is showing up consistently in your life and you're using the same tools to attack it, the problem isn't that issue. It's you. It's with the tool set that you're using to tackle that. I guarantee you, if you think about any problem that you have that's showing up and you just take that time to reflect and think of how you can do better, you will see yourself gradually take those baby steps and see things evolve and gradually getting better. I think the problem is that we're overly critical on ourselves and we want that problem to be eliminated right away. I'm tired of dealing with this. Okay, so if you're tired of dealing with those same issues, you're going to have to analyze your tools and resources that you're using to attack those problems. And sometimes we have to do this little thing called get out of our own way. Like, sometimes, like, we are our own worst enemy. We're our own worst critic. I mean, the things that you're telling yourself about your life, about your circumstances, maybe you need to start telling yourself something different. So get out of your way and get those tools and analyze yourself. Think about it. Put your thinking caps on and just explore the possibilities of how you can be more logical and how you can do things differently. And keep trying and keep experimenting. Don't let failure be the end. Never give up. Return to your goals actually with a fresh approach, a fresh perspective, and consider a new path on, you know, what you learned, and get those resources so that you can attack and approach your failures from a different lens and different area, so that you can observe your blind spots, because sometimes we can't see our blind spots, and that's the reason, and that's a part of the root of why we're operating in the same path and we're not changing. Maybe you need to talk it out. Maybe you need to speak with a trusted friend, a family member, mentors. They can provide different perspectives and emotional support and practical advice, because sometimes that problem is reoccurring because you have a blind spot that you haven't fully uncovered on your own. So that may be an additional outlet for you to seek support, seek resources. It's definitely a good idea. And sometimes when we're getting feedback, don't take it personal. Like Monica said, don't take it personal. Take it in as constructive feedback from your loved ones, from your mentors, from your coach, whoever that may be, your trusted partner that you confide in. Take it as constructive. Don't take it as something negative. It may be something that you don't want to hear. I've gotten feedback and I'm like, what was that? But I'm not taking it personal. I actually find like something in that feedback that I can utilize to step my game up, to get better. And I encourage you to do the same. Like if someone's giving you feedback and if they're taking the time to look at your areas of opportunities and they're coming at you in a constructive way, they're not negative, they're not talking you down, and it's constructive, take that in. Take that as like, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me. There's always areas to get better. And I love perfecting my craft. I love like looking at me like, okay, that happened, but I'm not defined by that failure. I'm not defined by that mistake. And I'm going to shake it off. I'm going to brush it off, and I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to try it again, but I'm going to try it again with new lenses, new perspective, and a new mindset. I'm not going to approach my failures the same way I approached it, because 9 times out of 10, I will fail again if I'm trying and attempting to accomplish something that I failed at, but I'm not doing anything different. The key is you have to explore different ways and different techniques to tackle your failure if you experience some form of failure. So it's all in changing your mindset after failure. And that is a process itself. And it takes practice and it takes resilience to be consistent and continue to strive to see different perspectives and continue to grow and just evolve. So work on developing your confidence, being more confident, being more knowledgeable, and how you see yourself, and review like how you're looking at this journey towards success, and just celebrate everything that you're doing that builds like confidence when you accomplish small things. And also, if you tried something and you failed at it and you tried it again and you accomplished it, celebrate that. That confidence can motivate those around you, and it just create this huge ripple effect and that positivity and determination, because others can see, oh, I remember when you didn't do so well, and look at you now, you're doing so great at that. So believe in yourself and just explore different avenues on how you can grow, adapt, and thrive, because self-belief gives you the courage to step out of your comfort zone and just pursue all of your dreams and all of your passions in spite of your failures. So when you believe in yourself, setbacks become opportunities and give you more reasons not to quit, not to give up. When you stop doubting yourself, you realize that the only limit is just that what you've been thinking, your thinking was the only limit. So let's not limit ourselves, and remember that there's so many ups and downs that you're gonna explore and conquer in life. But the key is to be tenacious, have grit, have resilience, bounce back, be perseverant. Like, don't allow yourself to get caught in a rut or get down on yourself mentally. Like, you have to just champion that inner winner in you and rise above your failures, rise above your setbacks, and use them as stepping stones towards your success, towards your future, towards your victories, and you can accomplish everything that you wanted to accomplish. So it's a journey. It's not like a one-time thing. So you have to be committed. You have to be determined to not give up no matter what. And remember that everyone has their own success story, and it's all about that foundation that you're building and how you show a level of perseverance. So you can win at this, and you can lead others around you and show them that it's not how I started, but it's how I finish. And I refuse to take on this failure with the same attitude. That's where your success is going to be at, by looking at failure through a different lens. Now is the time to self-reflect. Think of any area in your life that you failed at, and how that made you feel. And think about what you plan to work on to do different so that you can experience different results. And work on silencing that inner critic. Reflect on growth and never stop believing in the extraordinary potential within you, because greatness lies within each and every last one of us. The world is ready to see you shine bright and to succeed at everything that you tried that didn't go your way. Don't stop. Continue to work. Be unstoppable. Be resilient. And remember, you got this. Like, just try to approach things with different tools, different resources, from a different perspective. So if you could do that, if you could get out of your way and understand that this is a journey and this is something that you'll have to consistently remind yourself of, because as long as you're alive, you will experience some form of failure, but you have to challenge how you're overcoming that and how you're dealing with it, and work on how you can be better in spite of everything that you're going through. You want to be have that force that drives you, and just be determined to accomplish your goals no matter what. Work on your self-esteem. That's the foundation of winning and how to be successful. It's all about how you view your self-worth and that confidence that you have in your abilities. And if there is an area that you need to get sharper in, work on that. Put in that work. By nurturing a positive self-image, you're able to cultivate self-esteem that you need to succeed in life, to be a winner, to win. Your self-image plays a huge role in your behaviors and your actions and just overall adopting that winner's mentality. Looking at how you view your self-image, changing that, you're able to embrace a more positive self-image and just adopt all of the behaviors that aligned with where you see yourself in the future and accomplishing your goals. You can do this through positive affirmations, visualization techniques, and seeking supports from, maybe that's mentors, coaches, anyone in your life that you need as a form of support system. I definitely recommend that. My book is available. There's A Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt by Alicia Eads, on Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. If you need those resources, utilize it. Get the help that you need so that you can accomplish your goals and overcome failure. Remember, facts over feelings. Always remember to keep it real. See you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. Thanks for joining me, beautiful souls.